Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
More.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah.
Jesus is more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. Shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no healer to turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With more, only Jesus, only Jesus,
more than a miracle
to change my
life.
Don't you know it made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus
Christ.
Make it if you try, yeah. Just remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle, oh Lord. He can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be his all in all the night. Oh, there. God can do, cause what he's done for others, I know he can do the same. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's been times in my life when I felt like giving up, but let me tell you what he did for me.
I do apologize, everyone. I had my sound turned off there. My phone was on mute. Again, good morning and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, of course, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you will invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. Appreciate you and the work that you continue to do, and it's going to be my goal to maybe connect with Brother Marshall and to, you know, come through South Carolina and meet you at some point in the future. And definitely, if you come up to Michigan, you definitely need to reach out to me. Then thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for the opportunity. And I'll be reaching out to you soon, too, because I want to connect with you for all kinds of reasons that are going to be mostly a blessing to me because of the wisdom that you have and the knowledge and the history that you have as a minister and as a brother in Christ. And I'm also thankful for all of you that are listening on the Blog Talk Radio side that the Central Church in Smyrna continues to sponsor, as well as those that are a part of my Facebook simulcast. We're just thankful for each of you. We're going to ask you guys to like and share on that side of the house, and we just appreciate each and every one of you. We have been asking various ones of you to share on the Facebook side, name a preacher who has been very impactful in your life. And I'm calling this the 77th episode of Gratitude Tuesday. Age angelic, but no angel, because I want to reference that the fact that the Bible talks about in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 1, where Paul is talking to Timothy, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God, verse 2, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with great patience and instruction. Many of you who've been in the church, have been around, you have heard and seen these individuals that have been preachers to preach the word. That word there, preach, comes from a Greek word meaning to herald. And so the idea of herald, I'm going to submit to you, is angel-like, because that as we do those Christmas carols, hark the herald angels sing. The idea of the messenger element and the authority element that's associated with angels is put forth there. I think that's why later in Revelation 2 and 3, to each of those seven churches that are listed in Asia Minor, the idea of the message being written by John to the angels of the church at whoever, you know, right. And I submit that, but I say to you that we're angelic, Brother Bradshaw and I and others of you that may be on the line that also may be patriots, about colleagues of mine, but we're no angels. And so I'm not comfortable with you because of the idea, the nomenclature associated with being an angel that preachers should be continuing to run around and say, oh, well, I'm the angel of this church. No, that's not the – there is a reason why the Holy Spirit chose to use a metaphor for the minister as an angel in Revelation 2 and 3 because of the persecution that was happening there and the like. So there was a reason why you're seeing – them, a lot of those symbols being expressed. But that doesn't give us license to say, oh, well, you got to call me angel. The idea of angel, the idea of man of God, not official titles, but descriptive of, I'm going to share with you the ascribed authority as well as the assigned announcement that comes with the role of the minister. And because of the ascribed authority and because of the assigned announcement, there is very specifically assigned accountability. I want you to go back. Let's go back to the very first use of the word, of the very first reference to angels, which would not be the ministers as we see them today, but actually angels from heaven. Because really the angels from heaven, separate from the aspect that they had supernatural power, had similar roles where they and similar responsibilities, where they also had ascribed authority and they also had assigned announcements and, I would also believe, assigned accountability. Look at verse number 7 of Genesis 16. Now the angel of the Lord found her, specifically Hagar. Hagar had been cast out of the house because she had been disrespectful to Sarah. Found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. He said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, where have you come from and where are you going? And she said, I am fleeing from the presence of my mistress, Sarai. Then the angel of the Lord said to her, return to your mistress and submit yourself to her authority. Moreover, the angel said to her, I will greatly multiply your descendants so that they will be too many to count. The angel of the Lord said to her further, behold, you are with child, and you will bear a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has given heed to your affliction. I share this with you because you can see the ascribed authority that this angel doesn't come and deliver a message, but he gives an order. He says, you need to return to your mistress and submit your authority yourself to her authority. So he uses the ascribed authority that he's getting from the Lord, from heaven, because he's an angel of the Lord, delivering the command that was coming from heaven that Hagar needed to hear. And then the announcement is, of course, what he delivered when he says, look, you need to know that your descendants will be many, too many to count, and you need to know something that maybe you didn't know before, and that is that you are with child and that that child's name needs to be Ishmael because the Lord has given heed to your affliction. So the idea of the angel having ascribed authority and the angel having assigned an assigned announcement stands out. Preachers are like that. They are angelic, but not angels. So we're not to be looked at as with supernatural power, with supernatural ability, and definitely our level of morality would not be such angels. You know, if they sin, they automatically are condemned. I thank God that I'm not an angel in that regard. But I really appreciate the fact that you guys are responding to my question on the Facebook side. So when I say name a preacher who's been very impactful, Yvonne is saying Earl Trone. Olivia is referencing myself. Thank you, Olivia and Henry Ward. Priscilla is referencing Andrew Harrison. Carolyn is referencing Norman Parrish, Lewis Riley, David Chisholm. Betty is acknowledging Zebedee Bishop. Robin is acknowledging me. I appreciate you, Robin. Miss you guys down there in Tallahassee. Frankie is referencing myself, Wesley Leonard, Brother Iverson, so many. Jeanette is referencing my father, Leroy Metlock, is to whom I'm dedicating this message on today. Stephanie is referencing Malcolm Hall, my predecessor in Tallahassee, as well as myself. And Yvonne Wesley is is referencing Orem of Trone. Just like with all those men, myself, my father, just like the angels had the ascribed authority and assigned announcement, we have the same thing too here as ministers. When you look at passages like 1 Timothy 4 and 11, the Bible says, prescribe and teach these things. When you have a prescription, that's a doctor that's giving you the order to say, take these. Not only do I need you to take them, I need you to take them the way I'm telling you to take them. There is authority that says, I'm laying this down, this law. I'm prescribing this rule for you. And so it's not just that the preacher just is, you know, okay, well, you have no authority. You know, the idea of preaching and being that caruso is the actual Greek word for preaching, which is used 40 times in scriptures as preacher or preaching, and another 21 time as proclaim or proclamation. The idea there is that you have authority behind what you say, because at the town crier, you have the ascribed authority of the person that is sending the message. And so if that was the governor, you have the prescribed authority like the governor is there. If you're the king, you have the ascribed authority like the king is there. And so that same thing happens when we preach. The scriptures bear that out again when Paul was talking to Titus in Titus 2 and 15. These things speak and exhort and reprove with all authority. Let no one disregard you. The preacher is angelic, but no angel, but somebody that, if you can appreciate the fact that this person does not abuse his ascribed authority, and that he's faithful, dare I say, to the assignment, not coming with an agenda, not plugging into anybody else's agenda, but that person is delivering the word from the text, the text, the text. And if you have a person, a minister, dare I say metaphorically, your angel for your congregation that is using his ascribed authority and using his assigned announcement, and delivering it the way that it needs to be so that you can live your life in a cut as you work on your covenant relationship with God, then indeed that is something that is a blessing, and you need to make sure that you're encouraging that person. Because my father, as my mother revealed some very, very some details I didn't know about my father's ministry, in particular when he was down there in Somerville. And just know that I'm just very proud and very excited to be continuing in his footsteps. Father in heaven, we want to ask you to be with us and to help us to continue to preach the word, to help us to continue to support those that are preaching the word. And Father, just help us to be able to take the words that we're teaching, take the word that is taught to us, and help us to be more erect and more consistent in our covenant walk. And Father, just help us to be able to, on this day, use this word and maybe other words that we may meditate upon today to help us to make today just a goal, the goal of today, that we give you glory, that you've given us this clean canvas, this gift of this day to be able to do just that. So whether we're in the corner of our cubicles and offices already, whether we're in the seat of our cars, or whether we are still in our slippers, help us to make this our singular goal. In Jesus' name we pray.